Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Hudson Valley Restaurant Week, presented by the Valley Table magazine, celebrates the region's cuisine and diverse dining scene, which continues to have a strong focus on sourcing local, sustainable, seasonal products during Hudson Valley's fall harvest season. HVRW returns for its 11th biannual event from November 3rd, that's today, check the calendar, to the 16th, with 200 restaurants from the region's seven counties expected to participate in the two-week dining experience. Here to tell us more, Janet Crawshaw, founder of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week. Good morning, Janet. How are you?
Terrific. Thanks for having me, Joe.
Wonderful to have you here, as always. Chef Juan Romero, chef owner of Duo Bistro in Kingston, New York. Thank you very much for being here.
Thank you very much.
And Krista Wild is executive chef and owner of Wildfire Grill in Montgomery, New York. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Very nice to have you with us. So, Janet, let us begin with you and talk about the creation of Hudson Valley Restaurant Week and how it has grown over the 11 events.
Sure. Well, inspiration, you're looking at the inspiration right here. Two of the 200 chefs and these amazing dishes that they brought. The chefs of the Hudson Valley are just putting out phenomenal food. It's not like anything you can find anywhere else. Maybe in New York City, but travel far out of the city, and you can be in no man's land food-wise. Here in the Hudson Valley, we have great chefs, great farmers, and the thing about Restaurant Week is that it brings them together to celebrate all the abundance of the valley. So we started this now 10 years ago, 10 years ago. We started with 70 restaurants. We now have 200. It covers seven counties from Westchester all the way up to Columbia County. There's lots of restaurants in Ulster and Orange and Dutchess. It's just a great time to get out and dine.
What has the feedback that you've gotten from restaurants and ultimately the feedback that you've gotten from diners, what do they like about the experience? What are they ultimately looking for in that time?
Well, they're looking for a great deal. You can get out to eat a three-course dinner for less than $30. And they're looking to explore the Hudson Valley. They are traveling from one county to the other. They're crossing the river. They're going upriver, downriver. So they are looking to discover new restaurants, that then become favorites, or else to go back to some place that they've forgotten about and support their local neighborhood restaurant. They want to support local farms, and they're looking for a great opportunity to get together with friends and family. A lot of people use Restaurant Week as an opportunity to gather all their friends and say, let's all go out to eat and, get this bill at the end that doesn't, they don't cringe over.
Always fun. So let us talk to Krista Wild, executive chef and owner of Wildfire Grill in Montgomery, New York. And Krista, how long have you been a part of this event?
We've been doing it for about 6 years now.
So what do you get out of it? What do you enjoy about the creation of this?
We have a lot of happy customers from it, and we get a lot of return business. A lot of people come that have never tried the Wildfire and return and stay customers with us.
So what, when you think of what you're going to prepare for this week, what is that like? What are you trying to do? Because I would think it's a little bit of showing off, right?
Definitely. We like to prepare things that are usually on a regular menu so that customers can come back and enjoy those as well.
And have the experience to say, oh, I can have this again, and oh, you have to try that this time.
Yeah, definitely.
That's always a good part. Chef Juan Romero is chef owner of Duo Bistro in Kingston. So how did you get involved, and what do you feel you get out of the experience?
Well, before we opened Duo, I had worked in other restaurants that were involved in Restaurant Week, and I always thought it was a very good way to not only market yourself and bring customers to the business, but also just to bring people to the Hudson Valley and try to spread some of the business amongst, the local townships and municipalities and things like that. And so far, it's been great.
Janet, how much of a passport aspect is there to this? Do people try to knock off as many as they can in the time period? Or
you know, a lot of our number of people do. I mean, I have people who tell me that they eat at 10 restaurants during the 2 weeks. The beauty of it is that there is not a physical passport. You don't actually have
sure.
to show anything or
right.
get a ticket. You just make your reservation and go to whatever restaurant is available. But there are, you know, it does get a little competitive. And also, aside from like the sense of racking up numbers, it's really racking up experiences. This is an opportunity to dine at some really high-end restaurants for a very low price point, as well as to discover, like, you know, the two chefs who are here today really represent using local ingredients and in very unusual ways, delicious ways. So people like to, you know, to rack up the experiences.
So we will let the listener know at this point that we have food in front of us, and it is beautiful, beautiful food. So where would we like to begin? I hold in my hand something that looks like a quesadilla. Who is responsible for this?
That's mine.
Congratulations. and what am I holding?
It's a barbecue pulled pork quesadilla with a chipotle sour cream.
Oh, just a little dollop on mm-hmm. the top. Excellent. And this is, would this be an appetizer? Would this be an entree?
This is going to be one of our lunch.
A lunch special.
Yeah.
This is great. And tell us about the pulled pork and where that comes from.
We get the pulled pork from a local farm, Fazio Farms, and we slow roast it and mix it up with some barbecue sauce and heat it in the quesadilla with a little jalapeno jack cheese.
All right, Krista, you just made that sound very easy, but nothing that tastes that good could be that easy. So where do the like barbecue sauce, is that your creation? Or
yes,
do you...
it is.
And what goes into it? Because people are very particular about the barbecue sauce.
We put a little beer in there.
There you go.
I don't want to tell all my secrets.
No, you don't have to tell your secrets. No.
But we make it in-house.
Yeah. Well, it's wonderful. Really, really good. And the snap that you get, the heat, is that both within the quesadilla and the...
And the barbecue.
And the barbecue.
Yep.
And a little bit in the mayonnaise, I assume, or in
yeah.
the...
Chipotle.
Wonderful.
Chipotle sour cream.
The sour cream. Excellent. It's really, really good. And that will be on the menu, I assume?
Yes, that's going to be on for a lunch.
And then there's pie. who is responsible for the pie?
I am.
All right. What is this?
It is a butternut squash and pecan pie. So it's
wow.
kind of like a pumpkin pie, but made with butternut squash, and then a pecan pie baked on top of it.
So what do you get? What do you get out of using a butternut squash instead of a pumpkin?
It's a little bit smoother in texture, and we get to feature a fall squash that is not normally put in pies. I find that they're a little bit sweeter, and I don't know, it makes a really good, delicate pie filling. We use it for a lot of other things as well. We make ice cream out of it and stuff. This is from RSK Farms, which makes amazing hard squash and potatoes in particular.
Now, let us make the obvious point here that you are a chef and you know what you're doing. When you use the word delicate, that it seems that it would be, this has perfect form, it holds its shape, but given the delicacy of the butternut squash, it would seem like it could end in like soupy disaster if you didn't watch it.
Yes, I guess it could. That's true. It does pay to, you know, practice. We definitely made this recipe a few times before we figured out the right ratios for everything. But good, well-sourced ingredients make a huge difference. So.
This is really good. Excellent.
Thanks.
And then matching it with the, would you be able to do the just the butternut squash and in a traditional pumpkin pie sense, or do you need that? Do you need that sweetness on the top?
You don't need the sweetness on the top. That's the that's the icing on the cake, so to speak.
Yes, well, literally and figuratively. Yes. So that's awesome. And dessert is a part of it, right? That's part of
right.
the courses. So
yep, there are three courses: appetizer, entree, and dessert.
Okay, you two, you're on radio.
And I know, just so admit it, when people say, oh, I couldn't possibly, when it comes to the dessert, don't you like, oh, yeah, but this is really good. Does that annoy you at all?
It can be a little annoying at times. It definitely, what we try to do is make sure that people are well fed with their first courses, but not overly fed, so they have that option of getting something at the end.
Excellent. Because dessert has its place. It is that finisher, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Now, there is a beverage in front of me, which is beautiful. There'll be pictures up on our website of what we're consuming today. But the beverage is gorgeous, and it is sparkly, and it is pumpkin-y in color. There's a little bit of, I don't know what it is. I'll tell you what it looks like. It looks like whipped cream, and then what kind of nuts are on top?
Candied walnuts.
Candied walnuts. This is your creation,
yes.
Krista? So what is this?
It's a pumpkin Bellini.
Now, what is a Bellini?
It is a Bellini traditionally is a peach cocktail topped off with Prosecco or some sort of sparkling. But I did this with, I roasted pumpkin and made a pumpkin puree with local maple syrup and a little Captain Morgan's spiced rum.
There you go. And
we topped this off with a local Method Champenois, which is from White Cliff Vineyard. They're doing a new, they have a new spinoff called North River.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making champagne there.
So there's almost, it's almost like there's a ceiling on the top, right? There's a sealer on the top, and then the beverage is.
Yeah. There's a little whipped cream on there.
Well, that's really, okay. So now is this something you sip or you guzzle or what do
you prefer?
which one will you not make fun of me of doing?
You imagine to, it. You have to guzzle it.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. Okay. Krista said it was all right. While I'm doing that and trying this, Janet, tell us about some of the other restaurants that are taking part and any newbies in the mix?
Oh my gosh, there are, because we have 200 restaurants. But I also want to call out a couple of, you know, regulars that you can always count on, like Terrapin Restaurant, I know is a big fan here at WAMC, and Josh is also on our board. So shout out for that, and the Village Tea Room down in New Paltz. In New Paltz, there's the Huguenot, which is related to Ottavola. I feel like I'm talking family here, but and it's called the Huguenot. It's a total farm-to-table, drawing from the farms in Gardner in New Paltz. And it's just a really special little restaurant. So there's lots of new. The full list of restaurants, I'm going to give you the website, is HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. And you can sort out the restaurants by town or by cuisine or by county. There's a lot of great restaurants and menus to peruse, so people should check it out.
Krista and Juan, do you ever get a chance to get away from your kitchen and try what the other folks are doing?
Yes, but not during restaurant week.
Okay, all right.
Likewise. A little too busy.
All right. Well, that speaks to the event, doesn't it? That's really good. You're so busy you can't leave your establishment.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I and you don't seem bitter about it, so that's great. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week's run through November 16th. For more information, you can, as Janet mentioned, visit HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. By the way, the Bellini is amazing.
Thank you.
Really, really good. What do you think, Sarah? Five more of these today would be great.
Not in here.
Oh, Sarah's not in here. I apologize. Hudson Valley Restaurant Week's run through November 16th. For more information, HudsonValleyRestaurantWeek.com. Janet Croshaw, Juan Romero, Krista Wild, thank you so much for being here. Have a wonderful 2 weeks feeding the Hudson Valley and beyond. I so appreciate you being here and sharing this wonderful food with us. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having
us. Best to you all. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.